this morning. The scripture tells us that God has given us everything in Christ. Once you receive Christ, you receive everything. Praise God. The scripture says his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. Praise God. We've received the whole lot in Christ Jesus. Absolutely everything. Praise God. Young people, when you receive Jesus, you receive everything with him. I'm going to hear a little bit about it here this morning. That'd be absolutely great. Now, if we're looking at Philippians 3 and verse 12, and I'm paraphrasing the first little bit here, the Apostle Paul says, I've not arrived into all this yet. Now, he's already said that we are complete in Christ. But he says, I've not reached into all that I might have of him. I mean, is Christ infinite? Glory to God. You're never going to be able to get to the end of all that's in him. So he says, I've not settled. I've not arrived in all of this. But here's what he says, I press on. You see, I'm not settling. I'm pressing on that I may lay hold of that. That. We want to find out what's the that. And that'd be good to find out. He says, I lay hold of that. I'd like to know what the that is. So we'll find. I lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Now, he says, the first thing we see here is that God has gotten a hold of us. He's gotten a hold of us. Oh, you wouldn't be here this morning if God hadn't got a hold of you or you weren't interested in finding out about him having a hold of you. He got a hold of our lives, he's saying. And he says, I now want to press forward to lay hold of that, there's that again, for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. He says, I want to lay hold of it. Praise God. You see, young people, God's got a wonderful plan for you. And he wants you to stay close to him so that you can find this wonderful plan that he's got for you. Praise God, to lay hold. You see, as soon as I know what he's got for me, I can lay hold of it. If I don't know what he's got for me, if I don't know what he's given to me, I can't lay hold of it. And so the Apostle Paul's going to go on to tell us a little bit here in Philippians. In fact, it's in all the words that we'll find the answers here, and so we're going to have a look for a short little time together at some of these things. So look at Philippians 3 and verse 10. We want to find out what the that is. What the that is. He says, that I may know him. I mean, arguably, we could say the Apostle Paul probably knew Christ Jesus more than many. But he says, that I might know him. This is the voice of one not settling. This is the voice of one that wants to press in because there's such goodness. The scripture talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. In other words, you're never going to be able to get the end of what's in Christ. And he says, I want to lay hold on this. Praise God. That I may know him. This is one of the reasons why he got hold of us. That we might know him. You see, it's all relationship, isn't it? Drawing us into relationship. Praise God. Here's the thing, young people, from first thing in the morning, when you're on your pillow and you wake, we heard it in the prophetic word this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're with me right through this day. You never leave, you never forsake. The scripture says, one scripture says, I awake and you are there. Is that wonderful? Well, he's never left. But when we awake, we can appreciate that Jesus is there. I mean, that's a wonderful way to start the day. Is that right? And the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this. There's going to be some great things in today because I'm with you, Jesus. There'll be some challenges in today, but I'm with you, Jesus. And we're going to go successfully through this. Can you see this? That I might know him. glory to God, to be conscious of him all day. To be conscious of him all day. I went down for breakfast. I opened the cupboard and I said, Jesus, thank you. There's something in there to eat. Thank you for my breakfast, Jesus. You see, it's walking conscious of him all the time. Praise God. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you're conscious of Jesus there with you. This is the power of this relationship that he's looking for us. I mean, you can read all about him in the Bible if you want to get to know him. Did those disciples go 3 years with Jesus? You and I can go the same 3 years with him because it describes what he did on each day and what his approach was and how he handled people and how he handled different situations. So if I read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I've walked with Jesus just like those early disciples, and I can be equipped with the same insights and understandings they had of Jesus as they had. Is that good? It's absolutely powerful. And so I do everything you read to get to know him. Praise God. Take the CD. Put the CD on. And let it teach you. Let it help you into the knowledge of Christ. Is that really great? Praise God. Young people, speak to him. Speak to him. To Jesus. Tell him that you love him. That'd be lovely. Say, Jesus, I really love you. Imagine if you woke in the morning. Say, Jesus, I really love you. Thank you that you're with me today. And that'd be great. Talk to him. Tell him about the things you're interested in. Tell him about the things you want to do. Is that great? Involve him in everything that you're doing and everything that you're thinking about so that your life is soaked with Christ. Last thing at night, when you lay your head on the pillow, thank you, Jesus, for the way you looked after me today. Thank you, Lord, that you kept me from accident. You kept me from danger. You gave me wisdom and helped me in certain situations, Jesus. I just want to appreciate you. Going to sleep, waking up with Christ Jesus. My friend of mine, he said the ultimate nightmare would be that Jesus wasn't there. He said, that's my ultimate nightmare. Well, he's never going to experience that one, is he? Because he will never leave, never forsake. Is that wonderful? Praise God. Oh, that we're in verse 10 here, Philippians 3, verse 10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, this is, he said, this is what I've laid hold of you for. I've laid hold of you to know me. I've laid hold of you to come into the power of my resurrection. Can we explore this for a few moments here till we see this? You see, they killed Jesus, crucified him, buried him in a tomb, shut him in, locked him up. He's, as far as the world goes, restricted, finished, with no future. They shut everything down to do with Jesus from a worldly point of view. Is that right? And God raised him out of everything that was thrown against him, including death. Is that right? He raised him out of all that. Jesus broke free of everything that could hold him. He broke totally free. And Father raised him and seated him at the right-hand side of Heavenly Father. He's freed from everything that could ever hold him. This is Jesus. And now everything is possible for him. Everything is now possible for Christ Jesus, who is now freed from everything that the world threw at him. You and I, born-again believers, have broken free with Christ. Hallelujah. You see, the marvel is Jesus didn't come out of that tomb on his own. He came out with all of us with him. Freed forever from anything that could ever hold you or restrict you or tie you down is the truth of our position now in Christ. That's why everything now becomes possible for us. There are no restrictions anymore because of what Christ Jesus has done for us. Praise God. Everything is fresh. Everything is new. Everything is possible in Christ Jesus. What he's got for what he's got for us. You see, anything that had you locked up like in a tomb, fears, worries, anxieties, all those things, that's like being locked up in a tomb. If you're worried about all kinds of things, it's like you're locked in a tomb. Can you see the thing here? Worry, anxieties, bondages, patterns of things that you want to be out of them, but they held you. It's like locked in this tomb. Addictions of all kinds, doubts, shame, guilt, condemnation. All these things are like a tomb. That could shut a person up, lock them up, and Jesus has freed us out forever from them. I mean, the scripture says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. And so this world system here ties people up. It ties people up in darkness, in hopelessness, in sickness. It ties them up with no way forward. It ties them up in recession, in redundancy. It ties them up in no jobs. It ties them up in debts. It ties them up with no future, no hope. It's like a tomb that you're locked up in, no way out. This is what the world does. It locks up. This is what sin does. It locks up, ties up. He says, I freed you out from every part of it. We're not looking to be free. We actually are free. If you're in Christ, if you've been joined to Christ, the scripture says you've been united with him in his death, you've been united with him in his burial, and you've been united with him in his resurrection. Glory to God. This is the truth. And so we're freed and we're raised with Christ and we're seated where he is seated, freed from everything. I mean, can anything touch Christ now? No, nothing can touch him. Death can't touch him. Fear can't touch him. Anxiety can't touch him. Sin can't touch him. Where we're seated right there with him, in him, also freed from all these things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, give him a round of applause. He's done it. You've done it, Jesus. We couldn't get freed out from all this world's stuff. We couldn't get shut of it. You freed us forever. In your Son Jesus. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, this is that he wants you to lay hold of. He wants you to live in this power, in the power of this resurrection. See, this is what the apostle Paul, he desired to live in this power. And nothing could hold him back, Apostle Paul. Nothing could hold him back because he was living in another power. Not the powers of this world. Not the powers of this age. He's living in another power. It's called a power. The power of his resurrection. His resurrection that we're included in. When fear, anxiety, worry, addictions, doubts, shame, guilt, hopelessness comes about my future, I press in to a different power. The things try to convince you, is that right? Situations that you might be in right now, sicknesses that you might have experienced, they want to try and convince you you're stuck there like in a tomb. Jesus says, you're out. You're out in the power of his resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, imagine if you started speaking this over yourself. You've got some issues. You've got some things. You've got something. You say, Jesus, in your name and through you, I'm out of this. You start to believe something different, living in a different power. Now, I mean, when you consider what the Apostle Paul went through, I mean, we've heard of a shipwreck in the last couple of weeks. Is that right? He was in a shipwreck. And he floated in the sea for 3 days before he got to land. Now, he was promised that he wasn't going to die. And that's a good promise to have over you if you're floating in the sea. I mean, just think of that alone. Some people would go on a trauma trip after something like that. They'd need years of counseling to try and and get over the trauma. No, the Apostle Paul was out. No, he was out of all of that before he ever experienced the thing. Is that very powerful? Praise God. I mean, when you start to think of the things, I mean, he was stoned and left for dead. Stoned and left for dead. He was beaten with rods. Does that mean pain? Does that mean physical pain? Beaten with rods, bleeding. Terrible experience, and he lived out. He lived by another power. He lived free. Concentrate on the word here, not anyone coming in. He lived by the power of the resurrection of Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. He suffered pain. People he trusted in deserted him and were horrible to him. He says in one stage, all Asia deserted me. What about that? This is where he evangelized and brought the gospel. He says, all Asia. He says, the whole lot of them all turned their back on me. But he wasn't going down the tubes with that. He was living in the power of the resurrection of Christ. You see, many Christians, the first person that says boo to them, they're gone. That's the truth. The first little challenge, they're beaten, overcome, all down. You see, well, that person hasn't yet known. You see, the Apostle Paul says, you want to lay hold. No, there's another power for you to live by, whereby situations come, situations go, but you living in Christ, raised with him. Your perspective is from Christ's perspective, looking down on situations, believing together with him that answers and breakthroughs and things that you need are going to happen because you're with him. Glory to God. This is what he wants you and I to lay hold of. Is it good? Praise God. Look at 3 and verse 10, continuing on. That I might know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. The fellowship of his sufferings. Now, what does that mean? The fellowship of his sufferings means that I am close to every benefit that has come out of his sufferings. It doesn't mean that I'm. It's his sufferings. No, the benefits coming out of his sufferings that I want to stay close to every benefit that's come to me because of what Christ suffered on the cross. Is that the way to live? He says, you want to press into this. Here's a scripture I love, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. You were washed. Oh, glory to God. You were washed. All my filthiness, all my shame, all my guilt, all my foul language, all the crooked ways I've thought, washed. Washed. See, we can wash on the outside. He's the only one can do this wonderful washing on the inside. Praise God. You were washed. You were sanctified. That means separated out. Sanctified means separated out. I've been separated out. I've been raised up. I've been seated with Christ Jesus at the right-hand side of Heavenly Father. I'm separated into this wonderful life, and I live there by conviction. Praise God. Praise God. See, young people, I was thinking to explain this to you. You can see me here now, okay? I'm here now. You can believe that part. I'm also somewhere else. I'm also seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Can you see that? We're living in two places. The born-again believer is living in two places at the same time. We're walking very really through this life, through its experiences, through everything that comes along. But we're seated in another place at the same time, and that governs how we live here in this life. Can you see? It's wonderful. It's the freedom that anyone can have in Christ. Praise God. Now, God's laid hold of you for all this. Now, he says, you lay hold of it for yourself. Praise God. You were justified, it says. Because Jesus has taken all our sin, he can now declare us justified and freed from guilt and shame. Glory to God! Glory to God. I mean, the scripture says that we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and some people are terrified when they hear that scripture. No, if you're in Christ, you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he says, not guilty. Because he's justified us freely as a gift by his precious blood. Is it wonderful? Now, the Apostle Paul says, go for all this. Praise God. I mean, what are you looking to be freed from? You see, I mean, there are things try to get a hold of us. Things try to get a hold of our thinking. Things try to bring us down. Things from this world try to get us into fear, anxiety, and everything else. What are the sort of things that have held you? Because you can see yourself this day freed. Freed. You see, Jesus said, when you know the truth will make you free. We have to know this truth. We have to have laid hold of it. We have to continue to live in it. I mean, that was a prophetic word for us there today, that we were to live in everything that Christ had got for us. Would that be good? You see, we can believe for ourselves to be a totally different people. We're not thrown by stuff. Somebody said to me one time, I've got some bad news for you. And I thought, that isn't a problem. I said, that's not a problem. I said, I know where I'm seated, and I know there's answers. Whatever you might think is bad news, he has got some answers and solutions already in place before any situation ever came up. Hallelujah. Some people come, I've got some bad news. Oh, dear, what is it? And, you know, and we're all, as a company of people, we're all going to go down the tubes with the bad news. This is something so different. I mean, if the Apostle Paul could stay in faith and could stay convinced that nothing could separate him from the love of God when he was through shipwrecks and beatings and rejections and every horrible thing, so can we. So can we. We also are his children. We also are his children. Praise God. Well, you just spend a couple of moments now with the Lord. And say, Lord, I don't know what I've been doing in that worry and in those anxieties and thinking I'm stuck with this sickness. When you say I'm freed, 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 freed. Depends what we proclaim over ourselves. Whether we're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ or some other gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ, that brings the freedom, the liberty. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just say, I'm free. I'm free of those things. I'm free of those things. You may have to go on speaking this truth for a while before the penny drops within you and you end up free. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. One thing I do, I press forward. I lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. I lay hold on this freedom. I lay hold on this joy, this peace. I lay hold on this strength. I lay hold on it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Would it be worth getting the CD and having another listen through? Praise God. Because it'll all help to cement and solidify these truths in us so that we are amongst those who are never shaken. Never, never, ever shaken. You see, the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. And we're in the kingdom of God, and everyone around us is shaken, and everyone around us in this world, they're in a great deal of fear and anxiety, but we're a totally different people. We live from out of heaven. We live from out of heaven. We bring heaven to this earth. Where there's no peace, we bring the peace. We bring heaven's peace right into wherever it is, the workplace, friends, the family, whoever needs the help and the encouragement, we bring it in. Lord, thank you for so great a salvation. Thank you for so great a salvation. Have a read through Philippians 3 and just so get it inside you there. It's wonderful. Praise God. Amen. Amen.